Marcy Schuler interviewing Skip Crawford, a candidate for county clerk. And Skip, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved to Buffalo just over 3 years ago to work for the Bighorn Co-op. I was managing the Grable store, and this store opened up, and I threw my name in the hat for that. And I got the store over here and been working there ever since and just really love the community.
So why are you running for county clerk?
Well, I want to be able to give back to the community. 2 years ago, my wife had a really severe horse accident, and I was amazed at being so new to the community, how the community opened up to us. I had people I never even met before coming up to me saying, if there's something I can do for you, please let me know. And that really made me feel at home. When I moved over here, I wanted this to be the community I retired in. And that really spoke to my heart. And 6 months after that, she was diagnosed with fast-growing breast cancer. And once again, the community opened up to us again. And I feel that through the county clerk's office, if I'm elected, that will be my way to give back to the county.
So, tell us how you specifically are prepared and qualified for that office, and so what else does someone need to acquire? Is there licensing or training, or how do you get that information or that training? But anyway, how are you prepared and qualified for the office?
Well, I grew up in a family business, so I've worked from the bottom up. I was a business owner in the family business at one time. So I've done the books, I've done the accounts payable, the accounts receivable, I've done payroll, I've went out and shopped for health insurance for the employees, I've shopped for the insurance, the liability insurance and everything. I did take a certified bookkeeper's class for the Northwest College out of Powell, was successful with that. With the county clerk's job, I sat down the other day with Vicki Edelman, and I wanted to go in and see how I could benefit the community with my knowledge. And when I did that, a lot of the items that I saw that Vicki and I talked about, I've already done. You know, the payroll. Most people don't realize they do the payroll for all the county. They work with all the different county entities. They work on budgeting for all the different county offices. And I've done all of that through my business. I've been through management training through the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Let me see what else I need to cover here. Right now, everybody is so focused on voting. But after visiting with Vicki the other day, she goes, that's just a very small portion of her job. It comes around just election year. Once that's over, then the big picture comes in where she works with the commissioners on budgets. She made the comment that the treasurer brings the money in and the clerk spends it. So my biggest challenge is going to be learning where the money comes from, through grants, through taxes, and stuff like that. Everything else I feel that I have a pretty good grasp on. I guess that's pretty much it.
Great. So what do you think the skills and expertise are that are required to run the county clerk's office, and how do you demonstrate to the voters that you have those skills? So you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but maybe expand that, just the skill set itself.
Right, the management portion of it, working with people. I'm a very good people person. I'm willing to learn. I know nothing right now about our voting. But any classes or whatever I could take for that, I look forward to it. I want to know more about our voting machines. So my skills and everything, I guess I can brag on my job now, because so many people have come into the co-op and said, wow, it's changed. It is so much better than it was, and it's taken me just over 3 years to build the team that I have there that is very customer service minded. They're polite. They want to help. And Vicky asked me, she goes, the girls in the office are really concerned about their jobs, because being an elected official, I can come in and clean house. I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that? They're already trained in that. I look at it as an education for me, to help educate me to do my job better, because they've been doing it.
That makes sense. So the clerk's office has a lot of important responsibilities for the county. They're generally responsible for maintaining records for all governing body transactions, including resolutions and ordinances. They're responsible for keeping records of deeds, issuing various licenses, and most other public records. So there's all kinds of important things that probably a lot of us didn't know that the clerk's office did this. So what do you think are the most important qualities that the county clerk should have to best run that office?
To build a good team for support. One person can't do it all. So a good leader finds the people that can handle the each individual things, and then they just lead them. I mean, you find the people that have the specialties, that know how to do this or that, and then you capitalize off of that. That's just basic business, you know. If you're a good business person, you don't have to know it all if you have the employees that do know.
Great. So clerical jobs, as we all know, can be repetitive. So how would you stay motivated each day? How would you stay motivated, you know, in a pretty repetitive environment?
Just smile. You know, I'm very active in our church here, and I don't know if this goes over the political lines or not. But without the Lord, I wouldn't be where I am today. Without my father, he has instilled in me over the years things that you can't learn in college. And I look at him as a businessman, and I call him from time to time, and I run things by him. And him and my mother are my biggest champions, next to Nancy. But I learn so much from them, and I look at things that he has done, and that's my motivation. I can see where he's taken things, and I strive to do that myself. I love the people. I'm a people person. Nancy said that many times. We walk into a room, and I'll pretty much know almost everybody. And that's me. I love to serve. And that's my main motivation, is getting out and serving the people. If I don't have the answer, I'll tell them, but I'll get it for them.
So I think we've covered some of this already, but I'll ask the question. How would you describe your management style, and how would that best serve the office and your team?
I believe in second chances. I will work with people a lot. I mean, we all make mistakes. And you can ask any of my employees now. They're like, oh, am I fired? No, you're not fired. Just learn from it and let's move on. I'm not one that belittles people. I love people. So if I can use something that happens as an education to work with them, that's what I capitalize on. I don't capitalize on the negative, on what happened. Let's move forward from here and learn from that. I'm dyslexic, so I've learned over the years when people tell me I can't do something, I do it just to prove them wrong. And I look at people that way. You know, I've done management training where you learn the people's personalities. Some people you can make a suggestion and they run with it. Other people you got to coach a little more. Others you got to coach a little more. And some you just have to stay on them. But the biggest thing in management is recognizing that in your employees and capitalizing on that.
Great. So how would you imagine a typical day in the role of the county clerk? And what about that appeals to you?
People. I've said that time and time again. Is serving people. I've got a servant's heart, and I really love to help people. And whether it's with your title, whether it's with the deed on your house, getting a lien release done, applying for a marriage license and congratulating people, to liquor licensing, to working with Road and Bridge or one of the other, just dealing with the people. I'm excited about that. I mean, I've met a lot of people in this town through the co-op. This will just expand my horizon and get to meet even more.
All right. Well, we have a couple more things to cover. So all over the country, voters are concerned about election security. And if elected, you would be responsible for accurately recording the 2024 general election. What will you do to ensure the community confidence in the Johnson County that a vote that a person casts is one counted and reflected in that final result?
I will get as much training as I can get that the county will allow me to get. I would like to visit with the people that make the machines that do the counting for us. After watching 2,000 mules, that terrifies me. I want to get rid of the drop box. We're a small community. People can come in Monday through Friday and cast their votes. I don't see in a community as small as we are that we need a drop box. That just opens yourself up for fraud. One of the questions that came up at one of the forums I was at was, are the machines connected to the internet? And the answer was, well, we were told they're not. For me, that's not good enough. I need to know whether they're connected or not. So that would be something that I would look at when I was visiting with the company to find out. Also, I would talk to other clerks because there's a clerks association, and I know Colleen Renner over in Cody. I'll visit with them to see what they've done to be successful with making sure that everything's counted properly, doing audits, you know, making sure everything's up and running, that we don't have breakdowns at 2 o'clock in the morning and all of a sudden all these ballots. That won't happen under me. I've got way too much integrity and to even consider doing something like that. The hardest thing would be to separate myself from people that I know. If I know somebody that's running or whatever, I may want them to win, but that's going to be my biggest thing, is to bring that integrity out. This has nothing to do with me, nothing to do with them. It's what the people want.
So, it's been a great interview, Stephanie. Is there anything that you want to add that you know, the voters need to know about you, or you'd like them to know about you?
Well, I got blindsided at one of the forums. Somebody said, explain yourself. And I was like, oh, how do I, you know, it just caught me off guard. Nancy and I were going to Billings, and I said, how can I explain myself with my name? And I came up with a saying, and it's Skip, and it's strong yet kind, with the utmost integrity and perseverance to get the job done. That describes me to the T, if you know me.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And, we'll be looking forward to the election August 16th.
I will be too.
Thanks, Skip.
Thank you.